York Region Public Health is asking you to keep wearing your mask come March 21, even after you are no longer mandated to do so. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Barry Pakes repeated calls for the public to continue to wear masks in a video update March 14. He said even with public health measures about to be at their lowest in 2 years, that does not mean all behavior should change. In some ways, these changes are not as significant as we think, Pakes said. We are now permitted to gather and shop and eat almost as normal. But that doesn't mean we'll be dropping masks or that we need to gather all at once. Gradual change is the name of the game, and moving slowly is important for each of us mentally and for all of us as a society. The province announced last week that mask mandates would end in most settings, except for public transit and healthcare. This comes as COVID-19 trends have gone downward in Ontario recently, though Pakes said deaths remain persistent and positivity rates increased last week. Many countries in Europe are seeing increasing rates this week, Pakes said. This is something we're watching with concern. Pakes and the Regional Public Health Unit have not spoken in direct opposition to the province's decision, despite Pakes earlier indicating removing masks should wait until the end of the month. Still, Pakes said Public Health will continue to recommend masks, especially in confined spaces or gatherings. Please remember, though many of you are enthusiastic to remove your masks, there still will be those who are fearful and uncomfortable with this change, especially those who are most vulnerable, Pakes said. We continue to encourage mask wearing indoors out of consideration for others. He encouraged more booster COVID-19 vaccinations, particularly for children during March break. The region is running pop-up vaccination clinics at schools until March 19 with appointments available through york.ca/COVID-19vaccine. The COVID-19 pandemic is not over, and COVID-19 is far from endemic, he said.